Good evening. This is the 5:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. With the details, I am Oliver Norville.
With 133 points, Calypso King, monarch of Barbados for 2024. Sponsored by Courtesy Garage Limited, comes from The Big Show, going for crown, the champion, AC.
The Big Show's tense Adrian Clark, also known as AC, beat 17 other contestants to take home the coveted title at last night's Picardy Crop Finals. His song, Going for Crown, earned him the challenge trophy, and he opted to take home a brand new car over a check of $100,000 for the first place winner.
We know you got this melody, ask the judges who judging we. Put that all in a song as a proud pigeon. We know you got the thing to do, and I am telling each of you, write a song, AC, and go for crown. Yeah.
He beat House of Soakers Sir Ruel, who came in second place with his song A Single Bullet. Crystal Cumming Beckles, also from the Big Show tent, finished third with her song The Proposal, while Billboard of House of Soca finished fourth with his song War. After the competition, the new Calypso monarch said his busy schedule forced him to write his songs late in the season and explained why the timing was to his advantage.
Because you get to see what others are doing, right? You get to see what others are doing. It's a competition, first and foremost. People say, oh man, he wait until people write a song, and then he think, yes, I will do that if I have to, right? Because it's a competition. It's not a friend saying, hi, hello, how you doing, and get a bag of fruits until you go home. It's a competition. And in competition, you try to work things to your advantage, not to theirs. And the fact that I can write late, that was a plus. The type of song it was allowed me to do the extempo or the pecong, as some people like to call it all the time. I was given that opportunity because of the type of song it was.
Newly crowned Calypso King, AC. Meantime, manager of the Big Show tent, Merle Niles, was pleased with the performances of the artists who reached the final.
As you know, we managed to get four artists in the finals to meet Iweb, who was our king last year. But we are happy with the results. Last year, it was, if you remember, it was between Iweb and Adrian KC. And this year, we made it to the top, and by a wide margin.
Manager of the Big Show tent, Merle Niles. And although he missed out on another shot at the title, former monarch Ian Webster said he was pleased with the result.
I believe last night's result was well-deserved and well-earned. It could not have happened to a better person than Adrian Clark. I remember when I won last year, Adrian Clark was the first person to congratulate me. And so now the tables have turned and it's his turn to celebrate and enjoy victory. I'm very happy for him. The crown is in Big Show and it could not have happened to a better person. We go and we come again. That's how it goes.
Iweb's performance came to an abrupt end after he experienced cramps about his body. He said he was distracted by the sudden spell of spasms.
I cramped up. My body cramped up last night from my fingers, my toes, my calves, Achilles tendon, everything. Everything tightened up. They were trying to massage it out when I was in the pen. And truth be told, I just tried to perform. I ain't got no excuses because professionals come out and do professional things. So they ain't no excuses. So when the cramp struck me when I was singing, I focused on the cramp and did not concentrate on what I was doing. And that's what happened when I pretty much threw my hands up in the air.
Former Calypso monarch Ian Webster. The annual Bridgetown Market kicked off today with the anticipated changes to this year's event. Starcom Network News visited areas where vendors lined the streets to cash in on the anticipated crowd. Speaking with journalists at the event, the NCF's Chief Cultural Officer Andrew Wells spoke about the changes for the Bridgetown Market.
Well, so far, I think it's still early days yet. Everybody, I think, will do a full postmortem, and that will give me their full feedback after Grand Kaduma, which is the last big day. As you know, the market has seen some changes this year. We're trying to, I think, lighten the load environmentally on this stretch because we've had some issues with flooding when heavy rains have fallen and excessive dust in some cases. But we did hear the concerns of vendors who, for whom this is a big event, if not their biggest event and sales opportunity in the festival. So though we've modified, while the main focus is on the food and entertainment, we have a number of vendors who are servicing persons who still look out for this event as one of the capping events for the anniversary celebrations of Crop Over.
NCF's Chief Cultural Officer, Andrea Wells. And finally, a fire destroyed a house in Jackson, St. Michael early this morning. Starcom Network News understands the Barbados Fire Service received a call around 5:15 a.m. We were told there were occupants of the house who managed to escape. There were no reports of injuries. A total of 9 officers led by Station Officer Bourne with 2 tenders from the Bridgetown and Archhall stations responded to the scene and doused the blaze. And that was the 5:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I am Oliver Norville. Good evening.